Hello, hello, hello. Get up and dance. Hey, everybody, this is Connected Dots Radio Show, and this is your host, Tom Edison. Hey, on BBS, Internet Radio Network, I like to call it Radio Free America, where we can speak the truth without any repercussions or penalties or any roadblocks. Hey, if you saw the partial solar eclipse, raise your hand. Everywhere around the globe, raise your hand now if you saw that partial solar eclipse. It was a real major energy event. Last week, it was, you know, so to speak, we had the moon eclipse. Now the solar eclipse. And the energies are rising on planet Earth. The importance of this is beyond your comprehension, probably. Maybe some of you can comprehend the importance of these two events happening together and the alignments of the planets. Yeah. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. And if you do understand hey, this is the perfect time to call in, you understand about the importance of the eclipses and the energies and the alignments of the planets. Yeah, and how it all fits in with the shifting of the age. You know, we just left behind the age of Pisces, I believe. And we're in Aquarius now. The dawning of the age of Aquarius. You know, the shifting of the ages, it doesn't just happen on one day. It happens over a period of years, hundreds of years sometimes. So anyhow, there's quite a few things happened recently. A blue spiral was witnessed in the sky. Some people took pictures of it. You know, that's an important event to happen. It ties in with prophecies. Native American prophecies, I believe, you know. The coming of the fifth race, which is us. And did you know, hey, this is Connected Dots Radio Show. This is an educational show. And it's other things on top of that. As far as education goes, do you know that today is the 88th day of the year? Well, mark that on your calendar. 88, special number. There are 88 keys to a full-size piano. You know, how many octaves is that? Well, go figure. Anyhow, the there was quite a few video pics or video photos, video footage put on Twitter of rivers turning red, some in Russia, some in Peru, some in Argentina. I kind of fit him in some kind of Bible prophecy. I mean, amazing things are beginning to happen. How many people know nitinol, combination of nickel and titanium, can be used in combination with different temperatures of water to create free energy? Yeah. Hey, it's a glowing radio show. If you have any info to add to that, hey, this is your time to speak up. How many people know what VPN stands for? As in virtual private network. It's kind of something you can add to your AI machines if you want a little more privacy. Look into it. You never know when we can find once you start looking. Well, let me tell you, the mystery of the, there's another riddle that some people should be thinking about. Something like a couple hundred thousand giant bells were destroyed in the last 100 years. Why would human race be destroying giant bells that put out frequencies that are beneficial to the health of human beings? I'd like more proof there is a definite ongoing conspiracy against the human race to subject us to negativity, take away the good things that were available to us, like free energy was available, maybe 150 years ago. Yeah, pictures of it too. And there's still many caseous roles with spiral towers to have the look of gathering energy. And, then we have all the Tesla inventions that were confiscated by the government, where you can gather the ether out of the vectors. I've seen a picture of the church tower where they got had several towers to it. I could see the room. And you could see in the photograph, you could see the streams of energy coming up or being pulled into the towers. Anyway, take it for what it's worth. If you saw the pictures, you might think, okay, maybe that's it. Hey, I've mentioned this before, but the first race to land on planet Earth and interact with the humans, are the Aldebarans. The Pleiadians were going to be the first ones, but they opted out because they were so annoyed at how we didn't respond to them properly. No surprise, they were obviously talking to the wrong humans. But that's it, the Aldebarans, they're going to be the first ones to physically land their craft and say, take me to your leader. Oh, God forbid. There are no good leaders on this world. That's right. They're all the governments are corrupt. All the leaders are corrupt. If the extraterrestrials were smart, they'd be looking to meet with regular people, Chances are some wino in an alley in some ghetto is probably has more ethics and intelligence than these people, politicians. That's why he's whining, because he's so distraught at the human race and the government of the human race. That's why he turned into the Orano. Did you ever think of that? Well, it's something to consider. Believe me, I've met a lot of people that were close to alcoholics or whiners or whatever, And they had talent beyond belief, much more talented than so-called Hollywood stars. Hey, you probably don't know about that, because unless you take the time to mingle with the people that don't have the money, you wouldn't know what their capabilities are or the talents they have. But I can vouch for there's many great human beings out there that don't have a pocket pinch and don't have a dime in their pocket. But man, they are great human beings. And the only way you find that out is when you're not afraid to go and talk to them. Meet them at their level, you know. And these, some of these people are the humans that the ETs should be meeting with, not the damn crooked politicians, you know. I mean, what's wrong with you ETs out there? If you're listening to the show, can't you understand that some of the worst people on the planet are the politicians? did you know that orbs are plasma beings, or ETs or angelic beings? Do you know everyone has guardian angels? Can I prove that? Well, why don't you prove it, okay? darkness is being purified with light as I speak right now. And the emerald ray from Source, as an ET say, we would call Source God, or the Heavenly Father, which is the most personal way to interact with Source. There's an emerald ray disseminating from paradise. Most people don't realize paradise is a special place. It's above and separate from the heavenly realms, and that is where the source of all there is exists, lives, resides. And it's not directly connected to anything that we call the universe. There's a gap in between, and you have to have a special passage to get there, you know. So you sort of have to be invited, you sort of have to pass the test, you sort of have to be of a certain spiritual status to be able to make the journey from the heavenly realms into paradise, kind of like on it. Invitation from God himself. And that information is out there. If you don't know about it, why don't you know about it? Have you been searching for the truth? Well, you better think about it, because it's true. Seek and you will find. And that is so true. And I can vouch for it. You know? I've been looking for explanations for things that child, and the more I search, the more I found. And that is the way it works. Hey, is there anybody out there that can fluently talk about the electromagnetic spectrum? These are important things to be thinking about. This should be taught in school. You know, the whole electromagnetic spectrum includes gamma rays, X-rays, ultraviolet light, the visible light spectrum, or which humans can see, infrared, microwaves, TV and radio waves. Yeah, all that. In the total electromagnetic spectrum. And the only living things, and they are living, crystals, yeah. They're not dead rocks, they're living rocks. Yeah, quartz crystals can interact with every frequency in the electromagnetic spectrum. So, does that make them more smarter than humans? In certain ways, it does. Certainly, They're able to connect more than we are. We have a limited amount of connections as human beings, but that's not the point to have the most connections. To be human is for the experience, you know? To have the flesh and blood body and the all the feelings that go with it, you know? Especially the feelings of love. And love is the most powerful force in the universe. And it's great to experience it in a flesh and blood human body. Of course, the times are changing. And after the event, you know, supposedly it might happen at that moment. I mean, I can't promise you, but the speculation is that at the event, there will be a metamorphosis. The event, that's the big thing that's coming, coupled in with a flash of energy coming from the cosmos out there somewhere, and it's going to whoosh over the earth and all through our bodies, and we're all going to experience it on planet Earth at the same time. And a metamorphosis will be created where we leave behind the flesh and blood body and morph into a silicon-based body, a diamond-like body of light. We'll still have the physical appearance, and it'll be a magical day, magical moment. And we can't say for sure exactly how we're going to feel when it happens or how long it's exactly going to last. But maybe we can compare it to a Bible prophecy. One of the teachings of Jesus, I believe, where he talks about there'll be a special day unlike any other day. And that is possibly what he was talking about. This event is going to happen this year. And calendar. I can't wait, because right after the event is when the benevolent, good, loving, kind, considerate extraterrestrials are going to physically land on our planet and meet with us face to face and start distributing the free things, sharing with us the free energy, the bed that can, a matter of a short amount of time, run back the hands of time to the point where it can make you young. If you're 70 years old, you could be made young back to 20, 25, 30, something like that. Well, isn't that the way it's fun? Hey, I'm going to be first in line with that one. You might want to be first in line, too. Well, that's what's going to be available. Plus, you know, the Star Trek machines that materialize things for you. You know, if you ever watch the Star Trek episodes, computer making a cup of hot tea. Well, these kind of devices are going to be available. And something to look forward to. Plus, the removal, the best thing after the event, is when the ETs land and they send their military people out and remove all the negative beings that are still on our planet, hanging out for the last possible moment. The evil politicians, the evil satanic worshippers, they are going to be removed from our planet and tossed into the great central sun. And we should all be looking for that to happen, because once all the evil beings, negative ETs, negative humans under the control of negative ETs, fallen angels. Once they're all finally removed from planet Earth, then we can live in peace and harmony. So we should all be happy and be looking forward to that event. And it won't happen until after the event itself. Then the follow-up event is the landing of the extraterrestrials. Meeting us face-to-face, giving us full disclosure of all the 1,001 ways we've been deceived by the evil ETs, negative ETs, whatever you want to call them. And, hey, it's not that far away. Prepare yourself. Get ready. Get ready to leave the past behind. You know, tie it in with the one of the famous teachings of Jesus. When it happens, you know, and you feel it happening, the warning, the teaching, the warning from Jesus was, don't go running back to grab a few things to take with you, because you're not going to be able to take anything with you when it happens. You just have to forget about anything you own or possessions like that. Just go with the flow and move into the future. Because if you try to run back and grab things to take along with you, you'll miss the opportunity. And that's how it's going to play out. That's the prophecy. That's the warning prophecy. And pay heed to that, because it might just play out exactly like that. I mean, that's part of the reality. Anyhow, you can't move into the future by holding on to the past. As far as how many memories will retain of things we live in this in the age of Pisces, in the 20th, 21st century, well, we'll find out when we get into the new reality how much we can remember or not. And it's definitely something to look forward to. And this is what I'm talking about right now. This is the most important thing that's happening in the world. And this is what everyone should be talking about. Not just because I say it, because it relates to the evolution of the human race, to moving from what's called 3D into 5D. A raising of the vibrational frequencies. You know, that's how the dimensions are separated. Frequency. You know, as you move up in the dimensional ladder, you know, 1D, 2D, 3D, 3D physical reality, all the way up to 12D. And of course, there are dimensions beyond that, but you don't have to thinking that far ahead right now. The important thing is to get our 12 chakras activated so we can easily slip up into the 12th dimension. And from there's other places to go. But a full human being needs 12 chakras, you know, 12 DNA strands operating fully. You know, they've been turned off, wrongfully turned off, but that's part of the problem, the ongoing problem. The state of the human being is a dumbed-down state, still. Many people and other creatures from other realms working behind the scenes to uplift us at this point in time. You know, I hear that the desire, or rather, let's say, the more you desire and the more you stake your intentions, the more help and support you'll get. Which is a very important thing to understand. And, you know, there's an old saying, the wheel that squeaks gets the oil. So when you start asking, the more you ask for, the more you'll get. And that's the kind of how it works. So it pays to make requests. It pays to pray for things. It pays to hope for things, because the universe is listening to everything you think. Yes, we're living in a telepathic universe, and we are telepathic people. Contrary to what we've been told, you know, not everybody has the ability to receive telepathic communication. And we don't realize it yet. When we think something, we are telepathically sending that message out into the universe. And in my life, I've got plenty of proof of that, my thoughts are being listened to. Because I found out, one day I realized I was going to say something, and then, because of social statements and the consequences of saying something stupid, maybe, we hold back on saying things sometimes. And at one time, I was going to say something, and then I held back. And then within 30 seconds, somebody else's group said exactly what I had been thinking, but held back on saying. And after this happened many, many, many times to me, I came to the conclusion that, yeah, my thoughts are being listened to, and whoever was listening to it passed that in my thinking that I held back and didn't speak onto someone else, just to show me that this is how it works, and that my thoughts are being listened to. And it was enough room for me. I was convinced totally that this is how it works. And it still happens, right? For whatever reason, I'm in the midst of a conversation amongst people, and I think first, I want to say this, and then I think, no, I don't want to say, I won't say that, to be on the safe side. And someone else will come out and say what I just said to it. So the proof keeps coming in that this is how it works. And the proof is there that the only conclusion I can come up with is that, yeah, my thoughts are being listened to. And then there's other unusual things that I've witnessed in my life. And it starts happening the first time you notice something. And sometimes, you know, you and your friend maybe are standing on the corner and you're talking in conversation and you're near a street light, and then you happen to notice the street light goes off and comes back on. And then when you start paying more attention to the street light, it keeps doing it. It's another sign that, you know, the universe is listening, or certain entities, spirit beings are listening to your, not only your thoughts, but your conversations too, when these street lights coming off and on, is a verification that, hey, we're listening to your conversation, you know? And this has happened countless times, dozens, hundreds, countless times. How much more proof? I don't need any more proof, but maybe you need that proof. So pay attention to what's going on. That's another little thing that happens in life, street lights coming off and on. And there's all other kinds too. I remember one time I'm at a rest stop on a interstate, and I pulled next to this person, and he was had a van, and he had the door open or something, and he was just sitting there and had a lot of interesting artifacts or jewelry, a lot of aquamarine stuff. And I noticed he had aquamarine rings. And so I'm a friendly person. I just said to him, hey, I like your culture and rings there, you know? We started talking about different things. He was from some other state. I was from another state. And very shortly after we started the conversation, all of a sudden, all these little bugs start coming out of nowhere. They started flying nearby and buzzing around. And my perception was these bugs came down to tune into our conversation. And because it was in interest to someone in the universe, let's send these bugs over and hear what these guys are saying, because they're talking some interesting conversation. Yeah. Whether you want to believe that's what it was or not, I believe it was because I was there. Prove me it wasn't like that. You know? Prove to me it wasn't. These kind of things happen in life all the time. You know? And it's important to pay attention to what's happening in your life, because your life is being paid attention to, whether you know it or not. And your wishes and dreams do come true. The more you put out there, the more you ask for, the more you'll get. So it pays to ask for favors. It pays to imagine good things are going to happen for you, and they will. And the more you do this, the more it will happen. Well, talk about stopping on a dime and going in another direction. I just want to remind everybody. Yeah, you know, there was this woman, I believe it was out in Arizona, Nikki Klon, K-L-A-N-N, and she went to the local council meeting and started challenging them and told them that she was going after the bond money. And she chased them all out. They all got fearful and left the meeting, canceled the meeting, and she's running down the hall after them and saying, I'm going to get the bond money that you've been bonded with and have you removed from office. She won her case there. It happened out in Arizona. You know, look her up and find out what gold citizens are capable of doing. You know, you ought to be aware of the, hey, this is an educational show. You ought to be aware that everybody lived there in 1933. They was born in a hospital. Your mother got conned into signing certain documents they gave you. Ended up giving you a fake birth certificate, so to speak, that lists you as a dead vessel under the maritime law or admiral law. And a bond was taken after you with $1 million, and that became property of the state, and your value, of which $1 million was given to you, was bought and sold on the stock market your whole life, and you weren't told about that. And consequently, you know, every one of us could be worth hundreds of millions or billions of dollars that the government, you know, has been keeping from us, and the people that milk the government for the profits taken illegally take out of of having access to these trust funds. They're the ones who are benefiting, and we've been duped our whole lives to look into it. Too bad it wasn't that easy to collect the trust money held in your name, held by some government officials or something like that. You know, I don't know the details, but it'd be nice if we could collect all that money back. You know, and they didn't have to live in poverty. There's something most people don't know. I mean, hey, if it's not true, hey, this is called a radio show, call me up and say it's not true, and explain why. But as info I've come across, lawyers have to, in the United States, lawyers have to register as foreign agents. Huh? Well, that has a lot to do with the entity called the Crown, the British entity called the Crown. And it has to do with loans and banking, and it's a real complicated thing, but it's part of one of the conspiracies being duly against the American people. Now, you think the great President Trump would be interested in helping the people out. He claims to be kind of a know-it-all, and he's bold at doing things. Of course, most of the things he does is for the corporate world, you know? All these tariff things, that's beneficial to the corporate world. He doesn't really understand what it is to serve the poor people, because he doesn't know anything about poor people. Born with a silver spoon in his mouth, he only thinks about big corporations, billionaires, and the elite world. But he's managed to do a few good things besides just looking out for the business corporate world. He already, with an executive order, had stopped the nonsense of men participating in women's sports to get the trophies, because in physical exercise type of things, men are more powerful and better than women are. It's just an anatomical fact. So when these men say, oh, I'm a woman, and they get to participate in women's sports as a woman when they're actually a man, it's not fair. They end up getting all the titles and trophies. So he passed a law, you can't do that no more. And that's a good thing right there. You know, in fairness, so that women can compete against women, because they're at a disadvantage if they're competing against men in physical activities. Just a common sense thing, but that's a good thing there. And another good thing he's doing is with the Smithsonian Institute, he's getting rid of all the racist, anti-white exhibits they have there to appease to the Afro-American crowd, the racist Afro-American crowd. That these presentations are unfair to the European Americans. That's good, you know, because we don't want any racist stuff in a Smithsonian Institute. Unfortunately, Trump isn't smart enough or doesn't care, or ignorant or what, of all the other real, the worst atrocities that the Smithsonian Institute is guilty of: acquiring rare and unusual items and then making them disappear. You know, plenty of skeletons of giant humans have been given to the Smithsonian. They just disappeared, you know. So the Smithsonian Institute has become a tool, a pawn for the New World Order people that want to keep the general population ignorant. They don't want to find out that giants did walk planet Earth. And there's plenty of evidence of that. What about all the buildings with the giant 30-foot-tall doors? Why would you make a 30-foot-tall door unless there were giants walking around? Yet I'm still. And you wonder if you tease them or treat them like gods. And all the giant temples like the Parthenon. And I hear that in the Parthenon, I think I might have said this last week too, but it's worth saying again. There's a 30-foot statue of a goddess called Athena inside the Parthenon. Well, if it's a 30-foot tall statue of a goddess, chances are she was 30-foot tall when she was walking the earth. You know? And keeping this info from people is not great. kicking humanity out of the church is not right. And of course, there's a multitude of things going on. There's a new supermarket scheme going on where you got to pay attention to the number crows on foods like fruits and vegetables. And if, unless it's like a 9 or something like that, you a lower number, like let's say 4, designates, even if they call it organic, it designates that the food was grown in a system where the antibiotics or pesticides were assimilated by that fruit growing through the roots. And so you can't wash the toxins off, you know, wherever a crop was sprayed with the pesticides. You can wash off the pesticides in many cases. And of course, then there's a problem with the apples too, where they were good enough for a long time that when they spray them with pesticides, and many times it's arsenic. Yeah, right. They stop the worms from getting into the apple, but also the arsenic is seeping through the peel and get into the center of the apple, so you really can't wash it out either. That's why it's important to buy organic apples. I mean, if you eat 1 or 2 pesticide apples, eat 1 or 2 of anything, it's probably not enough to really harm you, but eat them regularly, you know, the cumulative effects could be devastatingly bad for you. And what can we say? Look back to Trump still thinks he's going to buy greens. You know, well, we know it's a fact of life. If you got enough bribe money, chances are you'll be able to bribe your way to accomplish just about anything. And even though the people of Greenland have done some polls and voting on the situation, they don't really want to be owned by the United States. You know, the people in the government who have the government authority for Greenland could possibly sell their people out if the money was, there was enough money there. And of course, Trump says we need that for security. You know, we don't have to own Greenland to get permission to put a base there. And I believe they have a base there already. But, you know, using the power of the United States to take over another country that doesn't really have any defenses of its own, you know, that's like the same thing as an evil dictatorship. It's not cool, you know? And it shouldn't be on the table. And, well, that's my comment on that. Hey! It's still time. This is called a review show. If you've got something important to say, well, don't let life pass you by. Number is 888-627-6008. And, hey, that's what this type of show is for, to enlighten the general public. And while we're talking about Greenland, you got to wonder, how did they ever come up with the name for Greenland? Anytime I ever see the pictures of Greenland, they don't even have any trees or something. And it's mostly rock and ice. Where'd they get the name Greenland from? You know, they have no idea. The and that's the whole enchilada, as they say. Say, go away. Hey, take over, take a minute. What do you say today? Are you willing to go to the final destination? Hey, and well, let's just jump to like the politics for a minute. New York City, the capital of the world. Well, the mayoral race is happening 2025 now, and the typical phony politicians for all Democrats in New York. New York is a Democrat town. Most of the voters are Democrats, which pretty much says that unless you're running on a Democratic ticket, you're not going to win a race in New York City. And so the people's hero, Curtis Sliva, founder of the Guardian Angels, know about him if you're in the New York area, and know about him in other places too. He's made a reputation for himself, and he has gained worldwide status in certain ways. He's the Republican, running on the Republican ticket for the mayor. And Jeff Cesaro, he doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell because there aren't enough registered Democrats. People still vote party lines. And he doesn't have enough money going up against professional crooks like Cuomo, who's going to be the Democratic nomination possibly. And remind you, got removed from being the governor for bad practices. That's not going to stop him from running for mayor because he's a power-hungry, lustful person. Wants that position of authority. And that's the way the system is going to run out. My understanding as a New York resident, Republican Party in New York, they don't really support any of their candidates. In fact, the last election where we were supporting somebody for, I don't know, one of the districts or something, they didn't help this person out at all. It was a woman. And so my interpretation is that they get bribed to not even, you know, try to get their candidate to win. Democrats bribing them, and they're willing to go along with that. And so it's, you know, it's a shut case. If you want to be the mayor of New York, you have to run on the Democratic ticket. And, of course, you have to be authorized by those group of elites that rule the city through the Democratic Party. It's a shame, you know? And that's the same state there, too. Plus, current government in New York City, and if you don't live there, maybe you don't give a shit. But one bad decision after another. And decisions that harm the common man, harm the lower middle class people, harm the poor people. And the gap between the rich and the poor is just getting bigger and bigger in New York City. It's unbelievable. And they keep making new laws that just hurt the poor people. And they're getting away with it. It's sickening. Totally sickening, you know? And it continues, and it only gets worse. And it's all about total control of authority, make the people pay, and who has to pick up the bill for all the wasted money? It's the poor people, you know? Mismanagement glorified, you know? Transit system, subway system, I think it's the largest one in the world, mismanaged totally. And keep raising the price, but the service doesn't get any better. And they have a crime problem, and they're not willing to put the proper amount of police to monitor the situation. And it's just bad, 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 you know? And they're trying, you know, it's unbelievable. It's just a sad story. So much of that. Meanwhile, you know, New York does have its perks. We got more free TV stations here than anywhere in the world. You know, we have two of the greatest museums. American Museum of Natural History and the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And it used to be free. When I was a kid, they used to be free. Now they recommend you pay $15, $20 to go in and see the stuff, you know? But you're still allowed to pay what you feel you can afford. But it used to be free, all of it. And, well, who was bankrolling it? The rich people would donate money as a service to the humanity. And now they charge money for that. But still, New York, you got the free ferry. The last free beef for in New York City, you know? And it's 20, 25-minute ferry ride for free. You can ride it all day. You have nothing better to do. Ride the boat over, ride the boat back. And you can do that all day. And you will not get charged anything, you know? So much for that. That's why you'll get tired. And they don't give away free food. But there's plenty of places in New York City to get free food. In many cases, the people that don't work, the people that hustle the system, are doing better than the people that work and pay rent. And that's another sad fact, too. And on top of that, New York, it's a refuge. A city for refugees. Who's paying for that? The poor people have to pay for that. The poor working people, lower middle class people, their tax dollars are being wasted to house illegal immigrants. A sanctuary city. Well, that's another thing Trump's working on to end that, and I hope he succeeds with that, because this is another bit of insanity that has been imposed upon the people of New York City. You know, what else has gone bad in New York City? They had a lot of great architecture. Most of it's gone now. And it has been replaced with rectangle and square-shaped buildings that have no aesthetic value whatsoever. And that's another negative part of New York. Plus, they have all the vacant properties that are not being used. And it's insane. It's so crazy. It's insane. And meanwhile, the weather manipulators across the whole country are still sending the storms to punish people in certain areas of the country. And there's no letter. The chemtrail planes are still flying, dumping poison everywhere they go. And hey, let's go back to Trump. Hey, Mr. Trump, why aren't you ending the chemtrail spraying insanity? Are you that stupid that you don't understand that how people are being poisoned, how the soil is being poisoned, the water is being poisoned by running these chemtrail planes and putting no carcinogens into the air, and putting alien DNA into the air to get you to suck it in, and then putting the vaccines in the chemtrails now too to get you to poison you with the toxic vaccines. And let me just state for the record, and the challenge is always here, that there is no logical vaccine, no reason for vaccines. It's illogical, the whole concept. It's a con game put up by the scientists. They pretend they're getting results when they're not. And any results they get can be attributed to the placebo effect. Now, once you start considering that, and once you start considering that the human body has five different aspects, not just physical, you'll see there is no logic to vaccines. It's been a scam from the beginning. You know, an evil plot to set up a medical healthcare system designed to not cure anybody of anything, but just kind of into get lessening their symptoms and keeping them addicted from one day to the next and creating more problems. A scam to inflict upon humanity and part of the big plan to destroy humanity. Of course, set up by the negative ET races that have been here for a long, long time, looking to and connect the dots. This is the show Connect the Dots. Hey, you know, if you feel that you've gained some knowledge from watching this show, have the decency to subscribe to my show. Go to BBS Radio Station 1, Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Time, and find my slot, Connect the Dots, and click on my name. Click on the name of the show, and you'll scroll down to you see the subscribe place. You subscribe to my show. Well, it's $2.99. You know, enough of you do that, that'll add up. Like I mentioned before, hey, the worker deserves his wages. I don't get paid to do the show. I have to finance it myself, but it would be nice if I had some help. So we're getting to the end of the show. We're going to do the countdown now. You're going to hear my music right after the countdown. Tell your friends to call me next week. All you need is a telephone to participate. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here it is now. 5-4-3-2-1-0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody if you're alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stance without fear made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look cause I caught their eye.